Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Rock the boat. Crank it up there, James. Tip that boat over. Voyage of Love. I guess that's what this could be called, among other things. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. And yeah, there's a lot of love flying around here. Jay Kirshner is a lovely person, and she has lots of love to give. And I think if you were to crack through that hard exterior of James, you'd find some good love there as well. So here we are, all of us. And
same with you,
many
Doug.
Of you. What? Who? Me? Yeah?
Same with you.
You.
So loving.
All right, so here's the love. Here's how we're going to show. We're going to show the love starting on Monday and continuing until who knows when. If you are one of the, we'll do the caller thing, and you'll be able to win a couple of free nights in Las Vegas. I don't know if the Hughes Corporation is performing there, but lots of great things are going on in Vegas. It's summertime, vacation time. There are no hitches, no catches, no nothing. You'll want to be listening on Monday and every other day, as far as that's concerned. Two, not one, but two free nights in Las Vegas will be yours if you are in the right position at the right time and you know how to use a telephone. Still people around who know how to use a phone, right? You can use your cell phone, use your iPhone, use your earphone, use your neck phone, use your whatever phone you got. All right? Starts Monday. Two free nights in Las Vegas from the Good Day program. All right. Probably fly there. Most people are going to fly unless you live around the corner and up the street. And speaking of flying, notice how I cleverly got into this story, Jay. If nothing else, I'm clever. The Virgin Galactic rocket-powered space plane reaching the edge of space, and this time has paying customers. This, in contrast, isn't interesting. On the same week that a sub goes down 2.5 miles and disappears, in essence, or loses its way, a group of Italian researchers going to the edge of space just a few hours after taking off from the desert in New Mexico, where they have their base. They wanted to deliver Virgin Galactic's mission, trying to start commercial spaceflight, and that's what they have done. Two members of the Italian Air Force and an engineer with the National Research Council of Italy, first paying customers. The trip is termed Galactic 01. So you know how you see American 1 is New York to Los Angeles. And American 11 was the, you know, that's the call number for the trip. American 11 was the plane that went into the New York towers. Anyway, so the researchers say they're going to conduct a series of microgravity experiments. And, of course, certainly experience the weightlessness, that kind of stuff. Virgin Galactic, Richard Branson's brainchild, is going to have a second mission in August. They're going to fly the spacecraft called the Unity up once a month. Hey, how much does it cost?
Well, the initial tickets cost about $200,000.
Uh-oh. Well, let's guess that.
Yeah,
to get it
but
to
the
2000.
Reservations. Oh, yeah, no. When you add the reservations, the deposit, it can get up to nearly $500,000.
Really? 90 minutes? It's an expensive ride. You're going 2,600 miles an hour, and you will be up there in this capsule with three other people, incredible views. All I can think of is what Shatner said when he went up there, looked around, and had all the, I think it really changed his life. You could tell by listening to his tone what it did. So anyway, spacecraft began to glide back to Earth to land. There's a backlog of 800 people who've already bought tickets. 800 people are in the queue. So anyway, you got to buy insurance and all that other stuff. It's expensive, but it's something that you obviously, I mean, this be a, what a silly statement. You'll never regret it, and you'll talk about it for the rest of your life, because you'll be in a very, very exclusive club, right?
Yeah, but the thing is Virgin Galactic investors are suing the company, alleging defects in the spacecraft that haven't been disclosed. So the company's mission has come under fire for some safety concerns. Mm-hmm. So,
well, in this era,
we'll
after
see where it goes from there with this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it still is a cool idea.
I think.
Yeah, very
cool. If you could go to the deepest depths of the ocean or to outer space, which would you choose?
Space.
Space, just easily. Full blown.
Interesting, because I think space is safer, believe it or not, than, especially, I've never liked the idea, although I would have gone into the subsurface had I not stumbled into something else when the Vietnam War was going on. I still think that being in a sub, or even a ship, I can handle sea life, okay, but being in one of those tubes like that, you got to really adjust to what's going on. Yeah, yeah. All right, let's see here. A fellow named Josh Logue, who's 18 years old, is a flyer, to a certain extent. He was flying a drone, and there were two people in a Jeep that were stranded in a sinkhole in Colorado. Wow, this is something. He was investigating some flooding in Weld County, Colorado. He sent his drone out to capture some of the pictures of the floodwaters from the downfall. Then he came across a dark spot on a roadway a couple of miles from his home. And so he says, quote, "I fly down there all the time just looking around." "What's that?" he said. I went back and flew over it again. And it was a car in a hole. And then he went to get help from one of his neighbors. The fire chief lives next door to him. And they drove down to the bridge. They found two people trapped upside down in a Jeep. So the horn was blaring away. The car was actually underwater. Picture this. The fellow in the SUV told him that he had about 6 inches of breathing room left, and that was it. He'd been in the hole for 15 minutes or so.
Oh, my goodness.
They called 911. They had the river, because of all the rain and the melting, more than the rain, it's the melting of the ice caps, the snow caps on the mountains. You see that all over the Rockies. There's beneficial, the idea of having all that rain going into California and stuff is good, but circumstances like this, you got to be careful. The fellow was 66 years old driving the Jeep. He was seriously hurt. His woman passenger with him was not hurt at all. So they have this young 18-year-old with his drone to thank for their lives. Very cool. This kid says he wants to become a professional drone pilot.
Go for it.
And yeah, right.
Yeah, my goodness. He was just trying to survey some of the floodwaters, and nobody would have found them in time.
Uh-uh. Nope. Last day of June is upon us, 30th of June, Friday. Doug and Jay with the Good Day program, thanking the folks who are still on this electric vehicle business, AM radio. Isn't it amazing, thinking about how long this has been going on? We're in the second half, next week, second half of the year already. And so as part of it, the focus on AM radio has gotten much stronger in the past couple of weeks even. The update is that attorneys general from at least 16 different states now are expressing their concern, getting into I don't know whether a class action lawsuit is appropriate. Yeah, I think they got to get the bill passed. But, well, I suppose they can still sue. because the there are so many organizations now who are fighting the elimination proposals for AM radio, especially in electric cars. So you're going to have to fix this, those of you who are car makers. Maybe I'll talk about that a little bit more today when we have our conversation with Nick Miles, which will find its way to the Good Day download, like a lot of other of the specialty conversations that we have on the program. And so in terms of the download every day, Jay and Bob worked to put all of these things together from the various programs that we do, the Food, Farm, and Family Report. That's really an interesting podcast. All the business, the most recent one, has a focus on the recall of applesauce. Careful, careful, careful. The American Family Farmer this week, AI and how it's being designed to operate on farms, agritourism we talk about, what's going on in grocery stores. We have a conversation with a fellow who is from Superior Feed Ingredients. He talks about how clients have outgrown their the people that he talks to on farms. The alternatives to various commodities. Anyway, and Good Day Health as usual all weekend, every weekend, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, to all of it there for you to experience. You go to the various things, for example, the Good Day download is a gooddayshow.com. The health stuff is a gooddayhealthshow.com. And the American Family Farmer Show, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We've got it all. Help yourself. Lots of information here to help you out, frankly. I thought it was interesting, the response that we got from the other day. You were talking to me, with me, about the Earth. No, yeah, maybe it was when you left the other day. I don't know. Did you remember having a conversation with me about the Earth changing its attitude, its pitch on its access?
We were talking about the access.
Yeah, right. All right. So there's more about this, and people are sending me information because it is fascinating. Basically, scientists knew that our center line would move, but it took a sharper turn about 23 years ago than everybody started. It's a startling realization to see what actually is going on. So you can check that out at the NASA website, should you desire to. 18 after here on Good Day.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Yo, Viv, this one still needs to be back.
The service at Chuck's car detailing business is spotless. But new word of mouth recommendations leave him short of hands.
They don't have an appointment? Just get him in line behind the pickup truck. I'll stay for another couple hours and get it done tonight.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thanks for connecting with us on our social media pages, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's a Good Day On Air. We'll have some of your important comments that'll air during our talk radio review with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and the Duggar here. Right now, though, a couple of items that I thought were important and connected to social media, Jay. There's a new or a revived Bed Bath & Beyond, supposedly, but it's online only. The company known as Overstock.com now owns the name Bed Bath & Beyond. It used to obviously belong to the corporation that we think of, but now because they are bankrupt, they have become, or they're in fold, they're folded into Overstock.com. So they're going to become bed, well, I guess, I was confused at first. It looked like Overstock.com was going to take over, was going to be the superseding name, but they're going to use the name Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yes, yes.
Online.
So Bed Bath & Beyond will still essentially exist because of Overstock.com, but it will only be an online store. All of the brick and mortars, they will not be included in this, nor will the Bed Bath & Beyond owned Bye Bye Baby chain. Those will all shutter as well.
Mm-hmm. Well,
end
it still
of an era.
Is. I thought that Bed Bath & Beyond was a good store, frankly. A lot of people, because Amazon and the other companies that sell all their stuff online, I sound like an old curmudgeon, but these warehouses that are going up, I can point to three Amazon warehouses that are so huge you almost can't see from one end to the other that have been built or are within 20, 30 miles of each other. And that's really how they distribute it. It's a marvelous, it's really a great idea, marvelous company in that way, but they're putting people that are in companies like Bed Bath & Beyond out of business. You can say that's the American way, that's the capitalist way, and yes, I agree with that. But there was something special about Bed Bath & Beyond. That's all.
Especially when it comes to sheets or towels, where you actually want to feel them, not just buy them online. You want to go into the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. All right. So that's one story. Actually, today is the history of Social Media Day, which we're going to celebrate right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
So, Jay, you're the queen of social media on the Good Day program. This is an historical event because it was something, actually, World Social Media, they started in 2010 on this day by Mashable. Is that even in existence anymore, Mashable?
Yeah, it is. It's still a news website, entertainment company, digital media
cultural
platform.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so are you going to have a big day? Is it going to be dancing the street today social media?
Yeah, it's going to be a whole new parade. Well, and it's one of those things that it touches on social media in the sense of how helpful it is, but also points out some of the harms and just also encourages people to continue to be smart about it.
Remember MySpace? That was really the first big one. Doesn't even exist anymore, but that's something
else. MySpace is still there. It's just a different way, yeah.
Ah, okay. Okay, we have 20 and after now on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So what do you do if you come home and you find that your pet is missing? If your pet is registered with a missing pet service or has an ID like a microchip, alert the organization to your pet's disappearance. Place posters of your pet not only in your neighborhood, but in surrounding neighborhoods as well. It's amazing how far pets can roam in a short period of time. And the poster should feature your pet's description. A photo is even better. That's why I recommend you consistently every month I take new photographs of my pet, so I always have a current one. And this is sad to say, but it does make a difference. Offer a reward. I'm sorry to say, but it works. Contact all of your local humane societies, shelters, police department, and veterinarians in your area and check with them regularly. Alert the newsboys, the mailman, and any delivery people like FedEx, UPS. They know every little nook and cranny in the neighborhood. First of all, make sure your pet is safe and he can't get out. But if you do come home and he's missing, follow that advice and the return will be sooner than later. I'll more next time.
The Dell Technologies Summer Sale event starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs with Windows 11 Pro. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to business customers by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A record amount of travel is expected this 4th of July weekend. AAA projects more than 50 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home, which would overtake the previous record of 49 million set in 2019 before the pandemic. AAA also expects to hit new records for the number of those traveling by car, with over 43 million expected to hit the roads to head to their destinations. More than 100 million Americans are under air quality alerts as smoke from wildfires in Canada continue fouling up the air in the USA. Air quality alerts are out for Wisconsin to Vermont and down to North Carolina. The worst air quality today is expected from Michigan and Ohio and into the mid-Atlantic, including Washington, D.C. Conditions are expected to improve slowly into the Independence Day weekend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Whether it's news, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
The Dancing in the Sand this weekend. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Yeah, that was around then. Okay, we're at 34 after the hour. The bright summer sound of the Good Day program with Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner. Happy Independence Day weekend. I do not call it the 4th of July because, okay, yeah, it is 4th of July. It's the day after the 3rd of July, day before the 5th of July, but it is Independence Day.
Everywhere has it.
Right, exactly. So a lot of fun. Fireworks, we're having them in my community today. They have the ice cream truck going yesterday at the farmer's market. It was like mayhem. There were hundreds of people going to buy veggies because really first veggie of the season, the radishes. Still some strawberries around. You can find them. A lot of my friends that are farmers lost their strawberries because of the late frost. But there's all that sort of thing to celebrate summertime. And then the fireworks. And then there are a lot of people who just kind of hang out. They relax. Don't do much. There are a lot of people who aren't working. It's hard to find anybody to do business with from now until probably even after next week. This is the number one vacation week of the year. More people take off this next week than any other time. Christmas is number two. I've forgotten where else the stuff, I guess Christmas and New Year, but anyway, those are the top 2 weeks, and there's no heavy lifting involved in figuring that out. So anyway, whatever your schedule is for the holiday weekend, you can take us with you because we'll be here, Jay and I, all of next week. Jennifer will join us on Monday, but Tuesday is the 4th, actually. You know what? It's been 2 months since May the 4th be with you. Does it seem like 5 minutes?
Really,
I think that
does.
Has something to do with what we were talking about, the axis of the Earth changing and time seemingly going faster. And in fact, even though it's only a little bit, it is going faster because of that change in the axis and where we actually are. And that's also one of the reasons the weather has changed, even though the climate nutbirds, I don't want you to know about that. That's one of the major influences. And I've been saying that for how long have I been saying that, Jay? As long as you've been around anyway. It's just not all one thing. At any rate, it's just kind of fun. Come on, enjoy the water. There's nothing better than getting onto some water skis and go out and try to. Have you ever done that? You did. I think.
Yeah,
you
wakeboarding.
That, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fun.
It's great.
Here's the story of a simple table that had a special secret. This is a table from the Ming Dynasty. Have you ever studied religion, the religions of China, the religions of the rest of the Eastern world, the religions of the Western world? I studied religion when I was in school and have been fascinated with it all my life. Not necessarily because I believe in the stuff, although most religions in some way or another are aimed at making people better. They're also interested in control and, you know, all that stuff, just like politicians and politics are. But this is a rare rosewood table that's 31 inches tall, and it has been around. It was made in 1600 in the Ming Dynasty. They are known, you know, there's some very valuable things been sold at Sotheby's, vases and porcelain, things like that. But there's nothing like this. These people were very crafty, if you'll pardon reference. So the value of this thing is around $100,000. I'll bet there'll be a bidding war, though. It's going on sale this fall. Hanson's Auctioneers. They have dated the table back to around 1600. And so this work of art, you know, a lot of people think art is a painting or a drawing or a statue or sculpture.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not.
Mm-hmm. No, something like this is very much a work of art. So it'll be interesting to follow this and see where it goes, Jay, as much as anything else. Following a lot of good things, and some of them not so good. We were talking about Bed Bath & Beyond. If you didn't hear the last half hour, our social media focus was in part on Bed Bath & Beyond becoming a new entity online only, so that you go use your social media platforms and find it that way. And sort of a story that's in league with that, Costco has a huge online presence, but we all know, those of us who shop there, that they also have a huge in-house, in-store, a very large percentage of the business Costco does is getting people to go into the wholesale distribution centers that they have, their big warehouses, and buy all kinds of stuff, mostly that you don't need. But if this is a psychosis that happens when you walk through the door at Costco. But they're getting upset because a lot of people are using other membership. You know, you go in and you have to show them your card when you go in. Okay, so I show
yes,
the card.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah. All right, well, some people are taking, they're not looking now at the, well, they are now. There's an ID picture on the Costco. Those of you who have one of the Costco, they probably do the same thing at BJ's, right? Most of the other Place, don't you have to have an ID card with your picture?
I would assume so, but yeah, Costco, your photo's on it. Have they not been looking at photos?
Apparently not, because now they're getting upset. Now they're going to require that the photos you have to we all pay for a membership, right? There has been an uptick of non-members using memberships that don't belong to them to shop at the store. You can become a co-member or something, because Bob and I belong together. I'm forgetting how much it costs to join, but they're going to crack down, just so you know. All right, here's some suicide news. This ought to be pretty pleasant. Well, actually, when you think about Jeffrey Epstein and him being dead, yeah, it is okay. There's a new Justice Department Inspector General report on this, Jay, that details the failures that occurred during the month before Jeffrey Epstein died. I don't think he... I'm looking at this report. I'm still not buying it. This is like the Kennedy assassination report. He was bumped off. But they weren't doing a great job guarding him while he was in the custody of the Bureau of Prisons, so maybe that's...
They weren't checking on him as well as they should have. And he had apparently had a suicide attempt before. Under a rule where he had to have a roommate or a jailmate and a cellmate. There we go. And his cellmate was moved and he wasn't replaced with another one. It wasn't replaced with another one. So he was by himself. And apparently there were a whole bunch of additional bed sheets. There was another mattress in there. All of these failures. And they come to say that it definitely looks like he did it. Now, the question is, was it some kind of an assisted suicide?
Right. help yourself to death. Anyway, this, by the way, what strikes me more than anything else is this is 4 years ago when he did it.
Goodness,
he committed suicide 4 years ago.
And
that certainly doesn't seem like 4 years ago.
Well, and apparently before he died, he made an unmonitored call to his mom, his mother, before the suicide. And he was not supposed to have any unmonitored calls.
Bye-bye, Mom. See you in the next life. All right, here's another suicide. The NASCAR driver Jimmy Johnson's in-laws have been found dead in a murder-suicide pact. Apparently the mother-in-law is the suspect here. What about this? NASCAR driver Jimmy Johnson's mother-in-law shot and killed her husband Jack and their grandson Dalton at the family's home in Oklahoma. What's going on here? Right?
And it's one of those things that nobody suspected anything. There had been no domestic calls prior.
She kills them and then she kills herself. Right, she kills them
and
kills herself.
Absolutely heartbreaking.
But an 11-year-old kid, why are you doing that? Right?
It's just the whole thing.
Anyway, so it was the people involved in this were the parents of his wife, right? If I get the lineage here, right? Jimmy Johnson's. But do you pay attention to NASCAR? That's what people love.
Not close enough, but I do know Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah. I don't pay much attention either, although I've often fantasized about being going into outer space. I've often fantasized about going, getting into a car. I've been in a race car, but I wasn't the driver, I was a passenger. I was doing 180 miles an hour on the racetrack in Palm Beach County when I was on in the air in the 80s down there. One of the great British racers, Brian Redman, took me. He says, "Come on, let's go out for a ride." So I'm in this car. We're doing 180 miles an hour around the track. I don't have a seatbelt on. I don't have a helmet on. And he's having a great old time. Just rolling. And I lost it. When the car stopped, what I had for breakfast and went out over the side.
Dunzo.
Oh. Woo-hee. Fire breaking out this week at Tiffany & Company. The New York Fire Department responding to a fire that broke out in their newly renovated store. What in the world's going on with that? I'd be looking at the people who did the rehab work, right?
This is the iconic location. Yeah. Tiffany's already iconic.
But you see the
front of it. This is the one on Fifth Avenue. This is the one with Audrey Hepburn and Breakfast at Tiffany's.
That's it. And so I think it's okay, but it still did a lot of damage. Okay, let's see. We were talking about artifacts and the thing that came from the Ming Dynasty that's worth, what did we say it was worth, $100,000? Here's an archaeologist who's discovered a 200,000-year-old painting featuring a dish that looks like a pizza. Well, where else would you want to find that except in Italy, right? A centuries-old painting that shows a dish that may have preceded the pizza world, if you will. It's 2,000 years old. It was found inside the home near a bakery. Of course, where else would you find a picture of a pizza, right?
And have a fruit or something on it.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that'd be something.
And what's so amazing is this is in Pompeii. Mm-hmm. Where to think of anything that survived.
Yeah, right. Well, they're always digging around in Pompeii for that very reason. There's so much still rich history to be uncovered there. They call the dish focaccia back in, isn't there still something you can buy around at an Italian restaurant called focaccia?
There's focaccia bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm mispronouncing it. Focaccia, is that how you pronounce it? Focaccia. Okay, anyway. Pizza for everybody. Do we have pizza on Independence Day weekend?
I think some do. Yeah, why not? Especially if anybody's doing their cookout or picnics on Monday, say the 3rd or something. I'm sure that over the weekend, people aren't going to want to cook, just have to cook for a whole lot of people. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pizza may be more popular this weekend than it typically is.
In France, we think over here we're the only ones that have riots because of what the police are doing. No, that's not true. There's a big riot in France this week, and 150 people were arrested after police fatally shot a teenager, and it really has turned the country upside down. If you haven't followed that, support for the police is... It's the same story as in America, basically, that story in France. It's 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
When you can find everything you need at prices you can afford, that's totally Target. It's that feeling when quality, good, and gather ingredients on the barbecue bring family around the table. Or when favorite day after practice snacks let you celebrate the whole team for less. It's when saving more on up-and-up sunscreen means more fun in the sun. And when Target Circle Rewards program gives you more perks on what you buy most and is always free to join, that's totally Target.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait. Unlimited first year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitrin. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitrin is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month, you're sleeping better, you've got more energy, you're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitrin.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Food, farm, family time at 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Friday program with Jay Kirshner. We'll celebrate it for a moment or two because it's the Independence Day weekend, so a lot of food trucks are here, there, and everywhere, vending as they do, and they're kind of fun. So today is National Food Truck Day, inspired by the old food carts. They go back to the 17th century, in fact, Jay. Vendors
are so good.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they used to be. And they think most of the cities, New York, you can find small carts all over the place. And there are these little kitchens that come out of the back of a van. You can buy almost anything from a chuck wagon as they become the small food trucks. And then there are the big ones, beans, meat, coffee. That's what some of the early carts sold, biscuits. In 1936, the Wienermobile. Have you seen that, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile?
I have, yeah.
Right?
It's hard to believe it's been around since the 30s.
Since 1936, yep. It's a very phallic-looking thing, actually. when you look at it, it's... what's the old jingle? Would you rather have an Oscar Mayer wiener or something like that?
I don't know that one.
Dog on a bun.
The Looney one.
Yep. In the 1950s, ice cream vans were the first, up and down the street. You could buy the wrapped ice cream and stuff like that. They're still around here and there.
Oh, and have you seen, you have one of these on your permit. There are some ice cream trucks that go around that aren't the prepackaged ice cream.
It is from an
actual store, and it's just like they actually scoop out ice cream cones.
That's what we do. Yesterday at the farmer's market, we were doing it. Today at the, we'll be doing it at the, you actually see pictures at eastleafarm.com if you want to go there. We'll be doing the fireworks tonight, the local boys and girls who want to have good ice cream, and all weekend long we have them at the farm as well. But yeah, it's a food truck. That's what it's considered. So, National Food Truck Day today. Hoo-ha! Opportunity to support local businesses, too, that mm-hmm. you really can enjoy. Nothing better than a, I suppose, I have, they, my favorite food truck, which is always around, they have a special sandwich for me that they create, a portobello mushroom that they just soak, they marinate, and then they cook it on the grill. And that's my, that and fried clams are my foods of choice.
Okay.
Out of a, out of one of these trucks. All right, also, because this is the last day of Dairy Month, some new technology to announce, meeting different goals. Denise Manns and her family run a farm store, manage a herd of 600 cows in Longview, Texas, I believe this is. Is it in Longview, Texas? I'm not sure. Anyway, where it is. Story here is about their digester that turns waste into electricity. There are a lot of these now being built. I think this has got to be up in Vermont because it's where Cabot cheese is.
Okay, yeah. I think it's New England area because there's also Whittier Farms who's doing this in Massachusetts.
Yeah, right. So that's in Hadley, place I go to. Matter of fact, I passed Whittier. Now that I look down the street, I passed Whittier last week when I was out there doing some dairy farmer work, as it were. So, yes, acknowledge, enjoy the ice cream, go get local milk, see if you can find a place to buy raw milk, because there's nothing healthier for you than good raw milk. Yum. All right, we were talking about this, archaeologist finding the painting that looked like a pizza dish, and I was thinking a little bit more about focaccia and how it's like, that's flat bread, right? Isn't that really kind of where you go, you find these... Even in the movie house, you can get the flat bread now. I think, am I confusing that, or is that what that really is?
Yeah, it's like flat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
a lot of places that have, like, breakfast pizzas or anything like that, mm-hmm. people be on focaccia.
One of the things we were talking about this week, sort of, I guess, celebrating the new world order of fast food drive-ins, AI, and the point here is that labor shortages everywhere is hastening the new AI to take orders from the fast food joints. So we were talking about Wendy's, but some of the other stores that are doing it. And I just thought the company itself is called Presto Automation. They have created their specialty is drive-through automation. And so the technology has become a mainstay at some of the West Coast places like Checkers, Carl's Jr., those places. So don't be surprised. I guess that's the word to the wise as we start our Independence Day weekend. If you drive into a place that is familiar to you, fast food marquees, and they don't have anybody at the window, it's a robot. The robot says, how do you want your hamburger done? Yeah? I don't want to have a hamburger. What else you got? Let's see if they can have a conversation with you. 59 past the hour.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.